Good afternoon, Desert Vista High School Symphonic Band. Welcome to the Oboda State Festival here in Chandler, Arizona. My name is Richard Salcedo from Fishers, Indiana. It's going to be my honor to evaluate you this afternoon. Really looking forward to it. I want to wish you the best of luck, and I'll be back with you when you're ready to begin.
I got two of these. Did you get one of these?
Okay, guys, here we go. I'm honored that you would play one of my pieces. Thank you very much. Crisper there, dee-da-da-dee-da. Yeah, make sure this has a little bit more of a building quality to it, up to 11. Yeah, watch the tuning there between our altos, tenors, and horns. Yeah, continue to work to clarify style too. I gotta be careful that the eighth note parts, the bump, bump, beep, bump, bump, don't rush, snare drum included. Yeah, melody's still tending to be a little bit out of tune, guys, not quite locked in. Oh, careful. Yeah, quite a difference in pitch level there between our flute oboe and the rest of the ensemble. Yeah, snare drum a little too loud there at 44, I think. Stay in control of tempo. Yeah, don't crescendo so much so quickly, brass, that we lose the woodwind line there at 56 and 57. Snare drum was also a little heavy at 57. Coming together, flutes, don't hesitate. Breathe. Yeah, coming together there too. Clarinet, slow brass. Nice saxophone. Yeah, bass clarinet, you guys need to be right on the beat, guys. Yeah, bassoon is off the beat, but you guys need to be right on the beat there at 69. And again, just got to do a little tuning on these chords, guys. Got to blend a little bit better here with the oboe, flute, first clarinet. Got to move together, flute, oboe, clarinet at one tempo, and the altos and horns at another. Yeah, don't poke out that high B flat too much there, flute, on the solo. Just ease up to it. Good, trombones. Yeah, percussion, you're too loud there going into 86, so we couldn't hear the pickup to the melody. Yeah, we need to come down quicker there in 89 so we can hear the pickups, 16 note pickups to the melody. Yeah, make sure we start soft here at 92, guys. Watch your conductor. Yeah, you gotta follow your conductor, guys. Yeah, trumpets, we need to blend the chord a little bit better there at 96. Yeah, easy altos and horns there on that half note. Nice diminuendo. Yeah, Yeah, and as we talked earlier, I think just a little heavy on the da-da-da-da-da. Needs to be a little lighter. Yeah, suspended cymbal way too loud there. Yeah, more majestic. Di-ya-di-da-di-da-da. Yeah, be together, yeah. Yeah, I feel like we're starting to rush through rhythms again. Those people that play eighth notes on one and the and of two in 124 and again in 127, don't rush. Ba, be, ba, bomb. A little bit of space on those quarter notes. Yeah, I gotta get these quarter, these unisons in tune, guys. Yeah, okay. Nice job overall. So just, you know, a lot of little things to think about. Don't overdo marcato style on the first third and the last third of this piece. Still stay light enough with the tongue that we hear chords clearly and a good sonority from the band on all the rhythms. Percussion, we're getting a little loud at times, guys. We got to be careful that we're not overplaying. And there are times that the full group plays that I think we could make a little bit better choices in terms of hierarchy of parts, having some people back away a little bit so we can hear the clarity of the important parts. Again, I really appreciate you playing my music. Okay, and on to the Vaughn Williams. Gotta come in with a little bit better sound there, tubas. That's only piano brass, mezzo piano for some. Yeah, I gotta be careful through here not to play every note at the same volume. Melodic people need a little bit more shaping. Yeah, careful that we don't chop off the phrase there at 12 on the dotted half or dotted quarter. Yeah, I need a little bit better sound there from our soloists there in trumpets. Yeah, come down there at 19, 20. Yeah, it's just a little choppy here in terms of phrasing and articulation. Yeah, do something to the dotted quarters. Move through the dotted quarters. Ba-dee-da-dee-ba-dee-dum. Just make more music there. Yeah, just need a little pure sound from the woodwinds here. A little fuzzy at times, so the chord's not always resonating. Yeah, and brass, your chords are close to getting some nice resonance. We're just not completely blended there at 38. And not always right in tune with the chords. Also, be careful that we're not scooping into pitches. Da-da-da-da, ya-da-da-da-dum. Yeah, upper woodwinds on the held dotted quarter. Got to play with better sounds there, guys. A little bit too much fuzz in the sound and not quite in tune. Yeah, I got to be careful. I got some individual upper woodwinds sticking out. Careful suspended cymbal, not too much. Yeah, our suspended cymbal player is a little fired up back there today. And we got to be careful. Yeah, some nice work overall on this. Some musical moments. I think it would be even more so. We had a few choppy moments into there. We got to be careful, especially what we do at ends of phrases in this piece. And woodwinds, I need you to work a little harder to get more resonance, get your chords in tune, get them blended. The brass are coming a little closer than you are right now at getting good resonant sounds, especially above the staff. We start to get some strident sounds from some of our upper woodwinds, flutes, etc. So just be careful through there. Whipping Spur, great march. Yeah, good trumpets. Yeah, bring this way down. Careful trombones that you don't stick out. Make sure we're right together, clarinets. D, da, B, bom. A little bit more space there on the quarters. Yeah, not together, snare drum, with the rest of the band there. Yeah, getting a lot of individuals sticking out every once in a while here, guys. Some trombones, a trumpet occasionally. Yeah, make sure that the snare drum roll doesn't cover up the unisons at 39. Yeah, this needs to be much softer, guys. Stay right with the woodblock. Yeah, woodwinds are getting ahead of the woodblock. Yeah, the counter line, I hear it in tenor sax and baritone. It's just a little out of tune relative to the rest of the ensemble. Yeah, be clear on the style. Dee, da, dee, da, da. Make sure we're playing the dotted 8/16ths as 16ths, guys, and not as triplets. Yeah, this is tough. Yeah, now when you really play big here, we still got to stay in balance and we got to stay in blend within our sections. Yeah, maybe a clarinet hanging over there just a little bit. Not sure. Okay. All right, guys. Well, good work overall. Percussion, you guys got to be a little bit careful not to overplay. There were some times that I think we overdid it just a little bit. The wind players, you've got to work really hard to stay right in blend with everyone in your section so we don't hear individuals, and it will also help your intonation, whether it's a fast tune, slow tune, etc. There are times that I think we need to get some things out of the way so we can hear important parts more, especially in 2D sections like at the end there of the march where everyone's playing full volume, and I know it's got to be big, but if everyone's playing exactly the same volume, it's going to be pretty much just this massive sound without clarity. So we need to keep thinking about those things. But enjoyed it, guys. I want to wish you the best of luck. Hope the comments help a little bit. And I hope you're having a great end of the school year. Take care.